Exam practice, test 5, listening, part 2. You will hear a woman who helps run a program called Young Explorer talking to participants. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
All right, shall we start? It's good to see so many people keen to participate in our Young Explorer program. I think that at this meeting, we have groups from 12 different high schools. I can promise you that while it's challenging, it's also going to be a lot of fun. The Young Explorer program offers some unique opportunities to participants. During the program, you'll be trekking through forests, or maybe mountain tracks, or perhaps kayaking along the coastline. It can be a tough few days, but this part of the program really gives your group an occasion to work as a team. Some kind words and encouragement can go a long way, whether it's convincing someone they can walk the last 5 miles or helping them fit everything back inside their backpack. No one's in charge. It's all about cooperation. And please don't see it as a race. There are going to be moments when there is disagreement about which way to go or where to camp for the night. But here's the chance to listen properly to the opinions of others and reach a decision that's best for everyone. It's an opportunity not many other programs provide. Later this morning, you need to choose a weekend when you can attend some preliminary training. A number of practical subjects will be covered to ensure you get the most out of your 4-day trek. Now, everything you eat and drink, you'll have to take with you. You'll also have to use a portable stove and the fuel it requires. We'll make sure you know how to use that safely during the training session. We don't want you or the food to get burnt, or for you to accidentally set light to any trees. Training will also include learning how to read a map and use a compass, so you can head in the right direction. You'll also need to know how to put up a tent and where to put it. For example, putting it next to a river or stream might seem like a good idea, but there are plenty of reasons not to.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
Okay, there are 6 tracks on your list and your group can decide which track it wants to take. Each of them are about the same distance, but very different in other respects. The first one, North Face, that's one of my favourite tracks. It takes you high up into the mountains and the view is stunning. But we've just heard that some maintenance work is taking place, unfortunately, and so people aren't allowed to use it at the moment. But the other tracks are very interesting too. You've got Blue River, which I'd thoroughly recommend, but you need to keep an eye out when you're walking that track. It's easy to slip on the rocks when you're crossing the river, and you do have to cross it several times. Then there's Pioneer Track, which takes you through some native forest. You follow the track for about a day and a half, and then it comes to an end at a town called Richmond. It starts up again on the other side of town, and the rest of the route is along the coast. You might also consider Edgewater. You get to see some beautiful lakes and bird life. The only thing I'd say, though, is that it's very popular, and you'll probably come across a number of other groups out walking on the way. Number 5 on the list is the Murray Track. That one is certainly quite challenging. There are some very steep sections and at some points you'd be walking right next to the cliff edge on a very narrow path. That's definitely a track where caution needs to be taken. Great views, though. And last but not least is Lakeside Track, which, as the name suggests, takes you along one of our biggest lakes. It has some terrific camping spots, but that also means it's a bit of a tourist attraction, and you could well be sharing the track with many other visitors. Anyway, it's up to you which track you decide to take.
That is the end of part 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers to part 2.